For decades, backers have pushed for construction of a road north out of Juneau. The goal is a closer connection to Haines and Skagway, which have road links to the mainland highway system. But 2 years ago, Governor Bill Walker halted what's called the Juneau Access Project. It was among a group of large projects Walker said Alaska could no longer afford. Juneau Senator Dennis Egan, a Democrat, says that was a mistake.
Everybody you talk to in the rail belt especially says, why can't you drive to the Capitol? Well, unlike Honolulu, we could make a way to drive to Juneau.
That's one reason Egan and other state senators put a little more than $20 million in the Capitol budget. It's money Walker reallocated to other projects in the same general area, so rather than new spending, it shifted back. Denny DeWitt of First Things First Foundation points to a recent survey suggesting more than half of Capital City residents support the project. Fewer than 40% of respondents opposed it.
It's not the whole package, but it will continue moving the process through the decision-making process. And hopefully what we've done in terms of looking at what Juneau wants in its transportation policies, hopefully it'll have some impact on elected officials.
Opponents say the project would damage the ocean and the shore where the 50-mile road would be built. They also point out travelers would still have to take a short ferry ride to connect to the mainland road system. There's also a possibility that the governor could veto the reappropriation. The legislature's capital budget also helps fund a hydropower project near Cake, a small southeast city that's dependent on diesel generators. Jody Mitchell is CEO of the Inside Passage Electrical Cooperative, which plans to build at Gunnock Creek.
The project will actually provide an estimated 2/3 of the current Cake load. And at times, we'll actually be able to turn the diesels off, which is kind of the gold standard for hydro.
Close to $4 million is appropriated to the project. Mitchell says the nonprofit also hopes to win a $3 million federal grant, which would complete the funding. But if it doesn't, the cooperative could take out a loan. Gunnock Creek is the second of at least four hydro projects planned for Hoonah, Cake, and Angoon. Mitchell says each one will lower rates and pollution in all communities the cooperative serves.
I really am excited to find out, when all these projects are done, you know, how much of our load is covered by renewable energy.
Another project in the capital budget would upgrade the King and Coho Salmon Hatchery at Crystal Lake near Petersburg. It's run by the Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. In an interview earlier this year, production manager Bill Gass said the $1.5 million in the capital budget will replace raceways that have been leaking for several years.
The danger now is that we're afraid that this leak could turn into a catastrophic failure, at which point we could lose the whole thing. So it buys us continued time to operate.
The budget also includes $5 million to help dispose of lead-contaminated soil from an old junkyard in Wrangell. The state plans to store it locally, but leaders want it shipped south. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.